Welcome to Breaking Rumors, Episode 1 for October 18th, 2014. This is Breaking Rumors, where rumors get the attention they deserve, and I'm your host, Barry Ricks. Let's just jump in on what's new this week. So, Gillian Anderson wants another X-Files movie and be in Ghostbusters with the all-female cast, which essentially is a rumor in itself, with the Ghostbusters being an all-female cast. There's been lots of talk about it, of course, but there's nothing been really solid confirmed. And in my opinion, if they're just still talking about it, it's still just a rumor, right? But Gillian Anderson, famous from her X-Files movies, says, hey, X-Files was great. The first movie was awesome. The second movie, not so much, but I think we can come back for a third one and really make a go for it. So I remember the movies, and I'm just trying to think, like, maybe they weren't that great after all, because I'm trying to remember significant plot lines or anything in them that just grabs me really well, and maybe we should just leave X-Files alone. But with her being in Ghostbusters, I don't know either. Like, because we don't really know if it's going to be an all-female cast. Dan Aykroyd himself even said, no, that's rumors, that's not how it's going to be, there's nothing official yet. And everyone's making the speculation because the author that is doing the movie did very, you know, prominent female cast comedy movies, and so they're like, oh, so that obviously means Ghostbusters is going to have an all-female cast. So we don't know for sure. In my opinion, I don't care. I think an all-female cast can be done. But I do think if they don't do an all-female cast, they'll definitely probably have at least one or two of the members, you know, the good quad there that they had in the first movie. They'll definitely have a female in that group, you know, to give it the flavor that they need for that. But an all-female cast, I don't know if I totally agree with it either, because I would like, you know, maybe three girls and one guy. That could create some good dynamics to it. That might be a little funny going in. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? What do you think about the Ghostbusters and the rumors about an all-female cast? Are you for it? Are you against it? And why? Right now, I'm not against it, but I'm also not totally for it. But I could see it being good either way. Personally, though, I think they should have a mix rather than an all-male and an all-female. I think they should have a mix. I think that will be able to create the dynamics that they really want. So Star Wars coming out with some leaked pictures. Now, leaked pictures of the new Star Wars movies, are they really leaked? I mean, come on. J.J. Abrams has really been on top of the whole leakage of the Star Wars, all the information, all the pictures, and I think he's really the puppet master behind everything. As we see the tweets and the pics that he puts out, and just all the fun little things. And I also really love and enjoy the things that you know, the Batman versus Superman and Star Wars, how they've been doing crossover little jet gags here and there, and even having the Batmobile from the Christopher Nolan movies on the Millennium Falcon itself. I think that's pretty cool. And it's, you know, a little tip of the hat there over over to Christopher Nolan's side. But Star Wars, so the new leaked photos this week are showing potential characters and plot lines. Now, they're totally speculation. They could just be sketches that someone did. But the pictures that they're predominantly showing are of a person they're calling the Gravedigger. Because the person is holding Darth Vader's, like, partially mutilated helmet, and we know that the helmet was there when Luke, you know, burned his father at the end of the Return of the Jedi. So we have this character that has it, but I think what people really want to know is why. What's the point of this character searching out Darth Vader's helmet and taking it? Is it going to lead into possible other Siths that are going to be, you know, motivated by this Darth Vader's helmet because he was a symbol to the Sith Order, maybe? Or it could be totally bogus, but it's fun to talk about it. What are your thoughts about the Gravedigger of the new leaked Star Wars photos? And I'll have links to all these things in the show notes, so you can definitely go check that out as well. But I'd love to hear your comments and what you really think about these rumors and what are going on. So we're getting a Suicide Squad movie. Well, I could go for that. I know that in the Spider-Man franchise, they talked about doing a Sinister Six movie, but that's kind of, you know, on the back burners. But now DC's like, well, let's do a Suicide Squad movie. That way you're still getting the highlights of the villains and everything. But I don't know. And they have already people cast, you know, rumors of the cast. So you have Ryan Gosling, Will Smith, Tom Hardy, and other people. And right there, that's an expensive cast if you really think about it. I don't know if they'll go for a huge cast like that. It would be awesome if they were able to get all those people. Certainly Marvel and Disney can afford that. But I don't know if they will be able to get that much of an all-star cast for that, especially to play these generally to the public obscure characters and villains in itself. But a Suicide Squad, we all saw the new animated feature that DC did with the Suicide Squad. And that's something, in my opinion, that DC definitely capitalizes on way better than Marvel does is in their animated movies. Because the DC animated movies are way better than the Marvel animated movies, in my opinion. What are your opinions? Let me know. But Suicide Squad in a live action, it could be done. It's definitely something that wouldn't be too heavy on computer graphics or anything. The characters, I would just be excited to see some of the characters that are in Suicide Squad to appear, especially Harley Quinn, because everyone loves her and she's, you know, crazy, but she's a fun character. And so it would be interesting to see the actress that they finally cast for Harley Quinn and then see how well she does. So are you excited for a Suicide Squad movie? Let me know. So let's go to the hot topics of the week. So two of the big things that were really hot this week, especially, was more Marvel news, of course. That seems to be the lots of the rumors where they come from. But we had Doctor Strange casting rumors all this week. It was just blowing up all over the place. If you were on Facebook, you probably saw something about Doctor Strange being cast. So we know that in the last several years of talking about Doctor Strange being a movie, there have been constant rumors of people that are going to play Doctor Strange, you know, all the way from Johnny Depp to Joseph Gordon-Levitt to the more recent ones like Ewan McGregor, you know, and it's just like, okay, well, who do they really want to do that? Ethan Hawke, that was another one. So I just wanted to pitch my two cents into the whole Doctor Strange casting thing. Who cares? I mean, sure, it's fun to speculate about who's going to be cast as a character. And Doctor Strange, I imagine, is beloved by many people out there. But if you think about it, to the general populace and public, Doctor Strange is an obscure side character. Everyone knows who the X-Men are because they were the most popular for a long time. And now the Avengers are getting on top now because of their movies, and everyone knows who they are. But some of these other characters that Marvel's trying to introduce, like Guardians of the Galaxy, is a great example of this. And Marvel took a risk at making a Guardians of the Galaxy movie because no one knew who these characters were. But now everyone loves these characters and everyone wants to get themselves a little bit of Guardian of the Galaxies. You know, they want a piece of it. And that was awesome. I loved the movie. It was fantastic. Marvel did a great job. So you can see how these other characters, with the production quality that Marvel's, you know, also partnering with Disney, how the quality of the superhero movies, it's just getting better. It's just getting better over and over. Like every single time we talk about a new superhero movie, we're like, oh my gosh, that was the best movie ever. Like, you know, it was Iron Man, and then it was the Avengers, and then, you know, what could be better than the Avengers? And then, oh my gosh, Guardians of the Galaxy was amazing. This is the best so far. And so it's interesting, but with the whole casting thing is, as long as you have good writers and a good director, I think that any actor can do a great job with the material. Because if you have good writers, you have good material to pull from. And if you have a good director, then you have someone that's like, yeah, I liked that, but let's do it again. But this time, do it like this. And that's a good director. All this crappy stuff that you see out there with other movies, and you're just like, whoa, where did that come from? That's because the director was satisfied with what the actor gave them at that point. And some directors aren't satisfied, and they want something more, and those are the great movies. And then some directors, you know, are satisfied with mediocrity, George Lucas. But, you know, I think that Marvel is definitely on the right track of getting good quality directors and writers for their films. So I think no matter who they cast for Doctor Strange, I think it's going to work out as long as you have those two areas. So something else that was going on that was a big hot topic this week, you had the New York Comic Con come out, and they teased us with some pictures about, they had a picture of this of Civil War coming in 2015, which was really interesting because you're just like, whoa, well, the Civil War already happened. How could it be coming in 2015? And then also you had other pictures, like you had Planet Hulk, and you had Ultron versus Zombie Marvel, and you had all these crazy things going on, and you're just like, what is going on? And what it turns out is, at least we can speculate that they're bringing all these things out because there's going to be some big event that is going to tie into the Marvel Secret Wars, which is really interesting because Secret Wars is, you could consider it a reboot if they're going to do it again, because they did it like 30 years ago. And you know what, the Secret Wars back in the day, it wasn't that good. So I hope that Marvel can really pull it apart. But if they're going to try to involve, like, you know, the Age of Ultron and Zombie Marvels, and then there's this crossover about X-Men with Guardians of the Galaxy crossover, and you're just like, how is this all gonna work out? And I don't know, it's gonna be a big multiverse thing, but I'm really speculative of it. But also, Civil War topic was Civil War in the cinematic universe of Marvel. So apparently Robert Downey Jr. has signed on to be in the next Captain America movie, and they said, well, this is because they're going to start doing the Civil War. Now, my opinion on this is, sure, I imagine, like I said before, they'll probably do a great job, but how does this work with everything else? Sony owns Spider-Man, and Spider-Man was actually a pretty big part of the Civil War. And then you also have the X-Men, which is owned by Fox right now, and then they were a big part of the Civil War as well. And so you're not going to be able to cross all that over because they're owned by different people. There's hurtful and angry feelings about all that situation. But then there's also the really, really big rumor about the Civil War potential movie is that Sony and Marvel finally have an agreement to have a crossover with Spider-Man. So if that's true, I think I can get behind it. Okay. I will get behind it no matter what, because it'll probably be a cool movie. But I can get even more behind it because of Spider-Man being involved in that. I think that would be really awesome if Sony and Marvel, you know, / Disney, decide to finally close a gap. And maybe that can help Marvel to get their fingers on Spider-Man franchise and pull it back in. But there's no reports of Fox doing anything with the X-Men. X-Men's busy with doing the apocalypse movie that's going to come out, and that will be pretty exciting. But that's another topic for another day. So hot topics of this week: Doctor Strange casting. What are your thoughts? Civil War in the comics and also the cinematic universe. What are your thoughts on that? Let me know. So that's it, guys. I really appreciate you listening to Breaking Rumors, Episode 1. Let me know what you think. I love talking about rumors because, honestly, they're more fun than the regular news sometime. So you can find me at breakingrumors.tumblr.com, and soon all this will be on iTunes and everything. I have social media. Find me on Facebook, on Twitter. Just type in Breaking Rumors and I'll pop up. I'd like to thank Carter Johnson for the artwork of my logo, and she's awesome. She does a great job, and I really appreciate that. And join me again next week, guys. This is Breaking Rumors, signing off.